Welcome back to the Business of Trucking podcast, and thanks for connecting with us on Pod Wheels, powered by Radio Nemo. The Business of Trucking podcast features certified public accountant John Turner. Recorded 2 days following this year's April tax deadline, John uses this episode of the podcast to talk about tax planning for the year ahead, including encouraging owner-operators and trucking entrepreneurs to spend some time identifying the best entity structure for your business. Before we roll into today's discussion, we want to take a moment to talk to you about John Turner and his comprehensive services. As we've shared with you in previous episodes, John is a certified public accountant who has many years of experience and trusted expertise working with owner-operators, independent contractors, company drivers, small business owners, and aspiring trucking entrepreneurs. With a long track record of success helping professionals behind the wheel, John has become a highly valued resource who specializes in tax preparation, tax planning, accounting, bookkeeping, and tax problem resolution. As we get ready to take you to today's conversation with John Turner, we want to remind you that connecting with John is very easy. For information on John's scope of services, you can visit the firm's website at jturnercpa.com. That's jturnercpa.com. You can also call John by dialing pound 250 on your phone. That's pound 250 and just say John Turner. As we mentioned at the top of the podcast, today's episode will feature a recent appearance by John on the Dave Nemo Show, which is broadcast nationally on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. The Dave Nemo Show can also be heard on demand through the SiriusXM app. In this Business of Trucking segment, John will be talking with Dave Nemo about wrapping up the 2024 tax season and exploring the importance of tax planning for this fiscal year and into the future. As John shares with Dave during their discussion, there are numerous opportunities for owner-operators and trucking entrepreneurs to lower what they pay in taxes on an annual basis through the use of effective tax planning. While providing a high-level look at tax planning, John notes the difference between the C-Corp and S-Corp, highlighting some of the advantages of each entity structure. Now it's time to hand it off to Dave Nemo for his Business of Trucking conversation with John Turner.
It's time to talk to our great friend John Turner on the Business of Trucking. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, if you have to be stuck in traffic, you might as well listen to Dave Nemo, right?
Hey, this is the morning after the morning after. How you feeling?
Oh, man, the morning after the night before, pretty good. I mean, we did have some challenges this year, but we got it all done. So we're good to go. Got everybody either filed or extended. Just waiting for the rest of it to come. Because I know that we have some clients that aren't able to pay everything that they're supposed to pay with their tax returns. So we'll help them negotiate some terms from the friendly IRS or friendly state tax collector. Something that the governor and the president can live with and the taxpayer. We still got some of those things to do. But we're back focusing on tax planning. When it comes time to do the tax return, it's too late to plan for that year. But now is the best time to plan for the coming year. And the challenge is that not all plans can be alike. And by that, I mean that depending on the type of entity that is being taxed, in other words, is it the individual? Is it a business? And if it's a business, what type of entity? How is that entity doing business? It can be a corporation. It can be a sole proprietorship, in other words, a self-employed person. It can be somebody with a W-2. And each one of those types have special rules and special deductions that they can have. In the corporation area, as you and I have discussed before, there are two types of corporations. There's an S-Corp and a C-Corp. Actually, there's more, but doesn't usually apply to our audience here, so we're not going to go into that. So the difference, as we talked about before we went on the air, the difference between an S-Corp and a C-Corp is a C-Corp pays tax on the earnings of the corporation. The corporation pays the tax. An S-Corp, the owner, pays the tax on the earnings of the corporation. So some people might say, well, why would I want to do that? Why would I want to personally pay for the income of my corporation? Well, the reason is that when you're a C-Corp, the only way that you can get money out of that C-Corp is to either pay a dividend or pay it in salary, in which case both of those are taxed. So you're double taxed with a C-Corp. That's why S-Corp is normally the best election for most people in the trucking industry. I won't say for everyone. I think I left out types of entities. I left out the partnership too. So they're also partnerships. But each type of entity can have its own set of rules for how they can save money on their taxes, hence the tax planning aspect and why we talk about that so much. The type of entity will determine what types of tax savings there might be available. One of the things I wanted to talk about this morning, we've talked about it on the show before, I've just never given a name to it, and that is to compensate. We're talking about sole proprietorships, partnerships, or C corporations. Also, if you have some rental real estate or a farm, business Schedule F on your Form 1040, this will apply to you. It's a compensation where you can compensate or reimburse for what's called a Section 105. It's a health care plan. And there's also something called a health reimbursement arrangement. And this is really kind of a mashing up of the two of those things. This is my name for it. It's a 105 health reimbursement arrangement. So how does that work? Well, the way that it works, the benefit, let's say you're a sole proprietor, you're married, and your spouse is helping you in the business. Maybe that spouse is doing dispatching for you, or maybe they're keeping the books for you. Well, what you can do is you can compensate that spouse by paying for that healthcare insurance. Now, in certain cases, that can also include things that are not normally deductible, like over-the-counter health aids and expenses. The reason that that's a benefit to the sole proprietor is that when you hire that person as an employee, the compensation, and there's the key word, compensation, not salary, not pay, not wages, but compensation is that you are paying for the healthcare insurance and the healthcare expenses of that person, of that spouse, as well as family. Basically, you get to pay for that medical expense, and it's not taxed. It is non-taxable because it is an employee benefit to that spouse, not wages. And you might say, well, I get to deduct that healthcare expense anyway. Don't we get to deduct healthcare expenses? Well, it is deductible, but it has to meet certain criteria before it actually affects the taxes. The first criteria is the deductible portion has to exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. And most people, unless they've had some pretty high medical expenses, don't meet that criteria. So let's just take an example. Let's say that you've got a spouse and you provide them with this medical expense setup. It does take some work to do this. You don't just get to do it and not lay it out in an actual written plan, which is what we help you do. Let's say that you compensate them $22,000 in medical expenses. Normally, you would pay 15.3% self-employment tax that you're saving. You're going to save the income tax on that. Maybe there's federal and state. Let's say the state is 8% and 15.3% self-employment. Well, you're going to save, and assuming that those expenses, and remember, it's not just the insurance, it's all the out-of-pocket and over-the-counter for the most part as well. You're going to save, as a sole proprietor, $10,406 on your taxes.
$10,406?
Right. You're going to pay out $22,000 for your medical insurance and the reimbursements for the expenses like the deductible. You're going to pay out $22,000. You're going to pay that out anyway. And chances are you wouldn't have met the criteria for any of that being deductible because you have to hit over 7.5% of your adjusted gross income in order for any of it to be deductible at all. And then if you're married filing jointly, I'm just going to use a rounded number, the standard deduction is $28,000. So most people aren't going to do anything but the standard deduction. So basically, you're losing that ability to reduce your taxes. When you do the HRA, the health reimbursement arrangement, and assuming it was $22,000, assuming that self-employment tax and income tax and 8% at the state level on $22,000 of expenses that you pay out anyway, you're going to save $10,000.
Okay, well, that sounds like a plan. And the man with the plan will be right back with us, John Turner, the only name you need. Now, to get in touch with John on the phone, it's the modern 21st century way. Hashtag 250. And then say, John Turner.
Thanks for listening to the Business of Trucking podcast featuring certified public accountant John Turner. Before we take you back to this episode of the podcast, we wanted to take a moment to talk to you about John Turner and his firm.
Next time you talk to your tax preparer, ask about the five P's: preparation, projection, protection, planning, and practical application. And while they're staring into space, pick up your phone, hit #250 and say, John Turner. Because with John Turner, you have a tax planning advocate who will dig deep to uncover every savings you deserve. Software and storefront tax services will get you to first base, but John Turner gets you home. #250, say John Turner, the only name you need.
Now let's take you back to this edition of the Business of Trucking podcast featuring certified public accountant, John Turner.
To get in touch with John Turner, you can get your smartphone and go to #250, then say John Turner. That's the only name you need. And then, of course, online, there's a special website for you, and John will explain kind of what you can do there. It's a one-pager. It's very easy. It's jturner.cpa, jturner.cpa, which, of course, stands for Certified Public Accountant. And, John, that's sort of like a gateway page right there, I think.
It is. I get frustrated when I hear somebody offer something or when I get an email, and I have to go through their sales funnels just to get to be able to ask a question that they promised me I could ask. And it's very frustrating to me. And I thought, you know what? If it's frustrating to me, it's got to be frustrating to other people. So we set up that one page. We do ask for contact information because if you're asking a question, I need to be able to give you that answer. So we do ask for the phone number. We do ask for the email address. But if you tell us after we've contacted you and answered your question, if you don't want us to contact you again, we'll put you on a no contact list. Whole purpose is for me to be able to answer your questions or your inquiries. So it just goes straight to that page, email address, phone number, and your question, and I'll be happy to answer. Maybe not everybody's feeling the same frustration I do when I get into those loops that it doesn't seem I can ever get to what I was looking for, what they promised me I could have. That's my own soapbox for this morning. I promised that I would do something for folks who are S-Corps as well on this show. For those of you who are owner-ops and not incorporated, not a partnership, I've already talked towards something that would help you guys. Talking about an S-Corp and how they can best maximize their savings on taxes. Not maximize taxes, maximize their savings. One of the requirements of an S-Corporation is that they have to pay a reasonable compensation. Now, a lot of folks get into an S-Corp and they say, well, I need about $5,000 a month to take home. But if I do the full $5,000, I'm going to pay tax on that $5,000, employment tax, the 15.3%, as well as income tax. So I'll just set it at $1,000 a month. And what that does is now I pay the employment tax and the income tax on that. But the other $4,000, I'll just take as a distribution. Therefore, I avoid paying that 15.3%. Still pay income tax, but I avoid the 15.3%. Well, folks, the government's wise to that. And so what they require is what they call reasonable compensation. Now, what's reasonable to you, what's reasonable to them may be two different things. So they've outlined three different ways that reasonable compensation can be calculated. And those three ways are, first of all, the market approach. The market approach. In other words, you look at what other people are making in the industry. And usually I start new S-Corps out with the market approach, mainly because it takes some time for them to kind of get adjusted to being an S-Corporation. But before the end of the year, we will do a reasonable compensation study for them. And reasonable compensation takes into account not only the market approach, but also what's called the cost approach. The cost approach usually works the best for small business owners that are wearing multiple hats. And if you're a business owner, maybe you wear the truck driver hat most of the time, but there are also other things to being an owner-op, as you well know. There's more to it than just driving the truck. So that's what the cost approach takes into account. And finally, there's the income approach. And the income approach is if you owned a company and you had somebody working for you that did the same thing that you're doing, not just driving the truck, but also doing some maintenance, minor maintenance, or whatever other things you do, what would be a reasonable compensation for them? Not what you think is reasonable, but could you actually hire people for the amount of money that you would be paying yourself? And that's called the income approach. So each one of these approaches has different criteria. Actually, what we do is we look at all three. When we do a reasonable compensation study, we look at all three. And let me just say, if you're an S corporation and you have not yet done a reasonable compensation study, then you need to do that, because this is one of the things that the IRS says that they're really going to concentrate on is what S corp owners are paying themselves. And the only way that you can support that is with a reasonable compensation study. We offer those compensation studies to our clients. Yes, there is a fee for that, but it's supportable on audit, and the approach that we use has never lost to the IRS. It's never lost a case to the IRS.
John, we're coming up to the two-minute warning mark. Before we do that, I just want to ask you very quickly, the International Road Check next month is going to focus on tractor protection systems. There's always a focus. Is IRS focusing on Chapter S corporations? Is there sort of a thing that they're trending or something in terms
Absolutely.
Of...
Absolutely. This is what they're zooming in on. So use that jturner.cpa if you would like for me to talk to you about the reasonable compensation report. And if you would just like for me to do a 30-minute free evaluation and discovery call for you, whether you're owner-op, whether you're sole prop, whether you're an S-corp, whatever type of entity you are, I'll get you to send me a copy of your tax return, your last tax return, and I will look at that and I will tell you where I think that you can best focus on saving money on lowering your income tax. And then we can give you some more consultation on how those approaches work and what it's going to take to get you there.
And it can't be emphasized enough. I mean, the old expression, timing is everything, has played out in my life so many times, every day it seems, and it's the truth for everyone. The time is perfect right now to do stuff like this. This is 2 days after April 15th, and I know that we have quarterlies and all of that stuff in trucking, but this is when you need to do what you just suggested. Go to jturner.cpa. So what's a quick and easy way for folks to indicate that they would like you to evaluate with the 30 minute call?
Tell me that you'd like to schedule a discovery call. And you know, Dave, I've used this saying before, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago.
In fact, I heard that 20 years ago from you. That's an old tree by now.
It is. It's an old tree by now. You can't back up to the beginning of the year, but you can start right now. There's plenty of year left that you can save money on your taxes. You just have to start it. You just have to initiate that call and get it going.
Well, that's the end of our call, so I guess we're going to have to get going here. John Turner, as always, my friend. jturner.cpa. Just put in that little box, discovery call, put your contact info, and you'll discover that he'll call you.
Thanks for listening to the Business of Trucking podcast featuring certified public accountant John Turner. Before we close out this edition of the podcast, we wanted to take a moment to talk to you about John Turner and his firm. For many decades now, John Turner and his firm have been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to both businesses and individuals. John's expertise ranges from basic tax management and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits, financial statements, and financial planning. You can learn more details about John's service offerings by visiting the firm's website at jturnercpa.com. That's jturnercpa.com. From the front page of the website, you'll see the invitation to schedule a consultation with John. If you'd like to talk with John, that call is very easy to make. You can call John by dialing #250 on your phone. That's #250 and just say John Turner. Once again, thanks for spending part of your day with us on the Business of Trucking podcast featuring certified public accountant John Turner. You can hear John each Wednesday morning on the Dave Nemo Show. John and the Business of Trucking appear at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. You can also hear the Dave Nemo Show on demand through the SiriusXM app. Finally, we would like to invite you to subscribe to the Business of Trucking podcast. Just search John Turner CPA on your favorite podcast platform, and you'll be able to find the podcast and subscribe to the series. The Business of Trucking podcast is a production of Pod Wheels, powered by Radio Nemo. You can always connect with us by visiting podwheels.com. That's podwheels.com.